Raptors can re-sign Lowry. What do you think? Should they do it or not?
They should do it because Lowry is a key player to the Raptors.
Yeah, and like
if they lose him, it's like losing an engine of a car.
You're listening to The Wide World of Sports, a view from the fifth. Welcome to The Wide World of Sports, a view from the fifth. I'm Oliver Wong.
And I'm Quinlan Birmingham. Today is December the 2nd, 2016. Now, this is a special edition as we're going to be interviewing one of our friends,
Owen Domancic.
He plays on my hockey team. We've known him for a long time, and he was also on our baseball team that won the championship this year. He's a very good soccer player as well. So, Owen, we're going to ask you a couple questions. First, what is your favorite sport?
I have three favorite sports. My favorite sport is probably soccer and baseball tied, and then hockey.
Okay.
Now, what do you think you are the best at? Which one of those three sports?
Probably soccer, and then baseball, and then hockey.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite sports team?
In soccer, it's probably, Barcelona. In hockey, it's Toronto Maple Leafs. And in baseball, it's Toronto Blue Jays.
Cool. So now we're going to ask you, like, some bigger questions, like opinion questions. So first, what do you think of the TFC's season, and how do you think they'll do against Seattle?
I think they've had a great start to the season, and they can probably win against Seattle because they're playing at home at their own stadium.
Yeah.
And no turf.
Do you think that really makes a difference?
Well, because they're going to have, like, I see it, because they're going to have more cheering. I think Owen's on the right track, because the TFC will not have people yelling, "Let's go Seattle." They'll be yelling, "Let's go Toronto."
But do you think that, if people were trying to go against them, do you think that would, like, give them more energy and try and make themselves play better?
No, because the Seattle people will be thinking, "Oh, everybody's cheering for the other team. I need to try to get them to cheer for me." But even if Seattle starts scoring, they won't cheer for Seattle because they don't like they want Toronto to win. So I think that it'll give you a boost. Because I always like when we play at Leaside, because that means usually we have more parents than the other team. So, and when we score, there's more people cheering for us.
Yeah, right? That's a good point. That's a good point. So what was the second question we had for Owen?
Well, we're going to talk about... So, Owen, the Jays signed Kendrys Morales to a 3-year, $11 million per year contract, which is $33 million in total. What do you think that does to Encarnacion?
Well, Encarnacion really likes it in Toronto. He wants to come back, but if he can find a really good deal in another city, like Houston is trying to get him, then he'll probably take that. Like, he wants a contract for $300 million or something.
No, he wants $125 million over 5 seasons, I'm pretty sure, or maybe more. I don't know, but it's
$30 million a year.
He wants a lot of money, though. And also, Boston wasn't too interested before, but I think now they know the salary cap, and they can give him Ortiz's money, which will be so bad. Because if Boston gets him, then the Jays need a lookout. The Jays are also interested in Jay Bruce, which would be okay for Bautista, and Dexter Fowler.
Yeah, those would be suitable replacements, especially because Bautista's getting older.
Yeah. And getting injury prone.
And very old.
Thank you, Owen, for your comments.
Okay, now on to our second person that we're going to interview, Tristan Rawlings. He plays on my basketball team.
Yeah, you do.
He's like a shooting guard, small forward guy, guess like a wing player and a lockdown defender. So we're going to ask you some questions. So what is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is basketball.
Yeah, I think we know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now who's your favorite athlete and why?
My favorite athlete is Kevin Durant because he plays basketball and he's so good.
Okay, okay, nice one. Now, what was it like defending that number 9 for Gloucester? Okay, so just to give you some history on that, this guy number 9 on Gloucester was this team we played in our tournament in Markham, the only team we lost to, was insanely good, and he scored 28 of their 48 points. So how was it like defending that guy?
It was scary because he was so ripped, and he punched me in the face by accident, so that
hurt. He did?
Yeah, and yeah, it was kind of sad when he crossed me up.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, so now into your opinions on things happening in sports, I guess now. What do you think about Lowry maybe coming back to Toronto or maybe not? So he's asking for a lot of money, and it may not be possible that the Raptors can re-sign Lowry. What do you think? Should they do it or not?
They should do it. Because Lowry is a key player to the Raptors.
Yeah.
If they lose him, it's like losing an engine of a car.
Yeah, because he runs it all.
And, yeah, if they give him a max contract, though,
they won't be able to re-sign, like, Patrick Patterson. Yeah. Key
as long as they don't take away Terrence Ross, I'm fine. Because I think he has the potential to be a really good player. Because he's so good at shooting.
The three-point shot, yeah.
Yeah. He leads the Raptors in three-point percentages, by the way.
Yeah. And so, but also to Lowry's point is how you said, like, he's the engine and the car wouldn't work without the engine.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of true. Like, DeMar, a lot of that, he feeds off Lowry.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason he's having this breakout season.
It's like his mom.
Because Lowry is averaging, like, 7.3 assists. Yeah, I guess he is like the mom to the team. Yeah.
The mom?
They feed off him. That
doesn't sound right.
Okay, well, I guess he feeds them. So, yeah, I guess he is a bit like their mom. Okay.
Yeah, not the... Yeah, he is.
Not the birth mom, but like the mom of the team on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Buys the groceries.
Okay, so now, second opinion question. Who do you think would win in a 7-game series? LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers or Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and the Warriors? Who do you think would win?
No, it's Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Okay. Not Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
Okay, correction.
Because Kevin Durant's so good. I think Golden State would win because they got Kevin Durant and...
back to Kevin Durant being awesome.
Yeah.
And he's your your favorite athlete.
And he should be everyone's. And, I think Golden State would win because they got Kevin Durant and Cleveland didn't get anyone good. They just lost, like...
Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah. Like, and so, yeah, I think they would win because I think Kevin Durant... Works pretty well with the teams. And he's amazing.
And they also have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
Okay, yeah. So that I also think that maybe Cleveland might win, for my input, because of LeBron James being LeBron James. But
Kevin Durant being Kevin Durant.
Okay, LeBron James, though, is getting older, and Kevin Durant is not really.
Well, how old are they?
LeBron James is 31, I think.
And how old is KD?
KD's like 26.
Yeah, like higher 20s. Okay, so
like
that
27.
Yeah, that about wraps it up.
Oh, and yeah. Also, the Cavs have Kyrie and Kevin Love, but I don't think that really equals to like
Draymond Green and
Klay Thompson
and Kevin Durant.
And that's Steph not Curry. Even mentioning Curry or Durant, so which definitely beat LeBron because it's 2-on-1.
But then
that about wraps it up. See you later.
And thank you to our two guests again.
Goodbye. Okay,